Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Shortly we'll be joined by Sherry Kane. We hope that you had a great week. We've just come back from the Conspiracy Conference in San Jose, California. ConspiracyCon 11 was very interesting this year, and I'm sure we'll spend a fair amount of time talking about it tonight. I'd like to give it up to the Creator, give thanks to the Creator for all the blessings, and so please join me for doing that before we introduce our sponsors for tonight. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. You are so awesome. You inspire us with your love, you inspire us with your joy, and you give us prosperity in all ways. We thank you for this opportunity to share with each other the truth that shall set us free, the good news as well as the bad news, and we praise you for your angels of protection that leads us through the valley of the shadow of death where we shall fear no evil. And Heavenly Creator, we know that your protective angels allow us to do that with joy and faith as well as bravery in our hearts. We thank you for all this blessing and this time on BBS Radio. Inspire us tonight, Heavenly Creator, to administer a blessing of intelligence and awareness as well as a spiritual blessing for those people listening tonight. And we spread that blessing throughout the world in a 528 love revolution that shall ultimately set humanity free. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen. Well, folks, thanks a lot for joining us. Every Tuesday night, we come to you via BBS Radio, and you can get the archives also. There's some wonderful archives, and it's only about $2 a month, and you can get that information by going to bbsradio.com. And you're probably listening. For those of you who are on right now, we thank you. Check out our sponsors also for this program, healthyworldstore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out HealthyWorldAffiliates.com to join us in a collaborative, cooperative effort to advance healing technologies that also shall set humanity free from the petrochemical pharmaceutical toxicity, Big Pharma's poisoning, and the genocide. We call it Iatra genocide, administered by the medical deities, and we do not approve of vaccinations on this program. And we also thank the sponsor for the 528 Love Revolution, 528records.com. If you have not transposed your music into medicinal music, making your actual best albums and tracks 528 transposed so that vibration that is celebrated by all of nature, by all the botanical world, putting out that color greenish-yellow, that's chlorophyll. That is the sacred geometry of divinity of love. That is that divine frequency of energy that's in God's heart for humanity and all of creation. Creation was created in love, and that frequency of love is something that you can tune your instruments to, you can tune your voices to, and you can even transpose your music now to on 528records.com. Also, another portal to that is i528tunes.com. So even if you purchase from iTunes any of your favorite albums, just go to i528tunes and transpose that album into 528. So it was an interesting meeting this weekend at the San Jose Conspiracy Conference where we had the semblance, I would call it a semblance, of a speaker's debate. It never really amounted to a speaker's debate. It wasn't particularly well organized. It wasn't refereed to the extent that it could have been, and certainly was not enough time given to the issues. And as far as I'm concerned, it was a wonderful learning experience, and it was a wonderful blessing also, because really the conspiracy industry had the veil of deception and illusion pulled off of it to expose the infiltrators into the movement. I think it was very, very clear that people in general were not into a debate between myself and Sherry Kane and Anthony Hilder and or Ted Gunderson, who was being represented by Hilder. They just didn't want to hear it. It wasn't that they were not interested in the topics that underlie the issues. They didn't want to hear a personal grievance story that dealt with the incredible, gross, derogatory manner in which the entire academic and important, if not urgent, discussion dealing with child trafficking, dealing with the issues that are sickening and enslaving humanity from the inside out, dealing with COINTELPRO operatives that have infiltrated the virtually every grassroots movement, every organization that advances truth, such as 9/11 truthers, such as the holistic healing movement that deals with Big Pharma's iatro genocide, such as the Patriot movement that deals with traitors, that a variety of these movements have been infiltrated. And the question becomes, who are they and what are they about? How do they operate? And I think Sherry Kane, you're joining us. Welcome to the Inside Hour, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been a little bit busy this evening, and I rushed to get to the show because I don't want to miss it. We had an interesting weekend. I think we really did something that nobody had ever done before. We pulled the veil off the entire the conspiracy movement, and we pretty much said goodbye to everybody. Because we realize now that the whole conspiracy movement is based on a big lie. It's all controlled. The government has infiltrated, and really there is no freedom.
I want to make it clear that this is an infiltration from inception, literally.
Right.
And you know, I know, Sherry, you've been working on a rebuttal to Anthony Hilder's video that was sexually demeaning, and I think you might want to share some of the moments that you had at the meeting insofar as your experience of Hilder. But I want to make it clear that in Hilder's own words and in his own video, he makes it clear that he and Gunderson were virtually the beginning, virtually the entire beginning of the conspiracy genre, of the conspiracy concept that there's an Illuminati that works through the government, and then there's government operatives that are on the dark side, and that, interestingly enough, is the context of what is called COINTELPRO. And the most stunning revelation, Sherry, that I believe that you and your source, Barbara Hartwell, are responsible for it, opening our eyes up to this truth, that it's all controlled. It was controlled by its inception, from its inception, for the purpose of undermining the credibility of everybody in that industry. That is, it was done from a programming that was done to Gunderson, to Hartwell, to Hilder, literally a disinformation process of hypnosis, of mind control, of MK-Ultra type programming, and that word is in Barbara Hartwell's specific statement as to what was she doing, what was the assignment that she was carrying out with Ted Gunderson from the beginning, attempting as they were to bring awareness to the corruption in government. It was not simply that, folks. They were on the payroll of the CIA, literally going out to create the concept that we in America now, in the alternative presses, in the alternative activist movements, the concept that there is this thing called the Illuminati, that there is this thing tied to the banks and the corruption to the intelligence agencies, that they want us and wanted us to believe that there is this official malfeasance that's ongoing. And that's the biggest issue that we have to deal with right now. And that's why, literally, what Sherry's saying, we're dropping out. You know, folks, you've been asking me, and a lot of you have been writing in, saying, Len, you know, you're focusing on all this negativity when there's so much positivity that you might want to be focusing better on. And I've shared with those folks, you know, you have to also open up to the fact that there's genocide and there's the people, the children particularly, who need us. And I wrote in my last letter in the newsletter, the healthyworldstore.com newsletter that you can get for free, sign up for free and get the newsletters, that where do we draw the line? Do we draw the line and say we should stop at vaccinations and the mercury intoxications? And if we're going to involve ourselves with that negativity to save lives, shall we not also go involved to what is programming us to receive vaccinations, to receive the medical doctors and the whole concept of poisonous medicine instead of natural healing. So where do you draw the line? It's a very fine line, and I've argued that position. I've held that position. And for me, folks, this conference was a wonderful changing point because I really got to see what the vast majority of people believe in their heads and they really want to stick to, is that this concept of degrading each other, regardless of whether you're a good guy or a bad guy, that the fact is that people don't want to hear personal stories. They don't want to engage themselves in taking a very serious subject, for example, child trafficking, and degrade it to the level that Anthony Hilder did with the production of that video that abuses the honorable Sherry Kane in the most sexually demeaning ways, and that they didn't want to hear that.
I really want to point out, because this is my issue, and I've been, you know, dealing with this for a really long time, as a lot of women have, especially if you have a voice and you want to be heard and you are a leader of some sort. It's hard in this world. We live in a misogynist world. The world is definitely, you know, geared toward the male as a superior race. And we've all been lied to. This whole division between man and woman, we've all been lied to. And it's really coming. It comes from the Bible in a lot of ways. And I know that, you know, and that's why Len and I have a little debate on Paul in the Bible, because if you interpret the words that he says about women not being, they shouldn't be speaking in the church unless they're spoken to, because at the time women were not allowed to be educated at that time period. So anything that would come out of their mouth, it was feared that it would be something that was stupid. And this was all done to create the division, because really, in reality, there is no, you know, just because you're a woman does not, or a man does not, make you smarter than another gender. It's really an individual thing. And we know that people we meet all the time, there's smart women, there's smart men. It has nothing to do with their gender. So this video that Anthony Hilder circulated was in his defense of me saying that, you know, basically you're hanging out with people who protect child pedophiles and people who engage in child sex trafficking. You are protecting these people. You're hanging out with Satanists or people that engage in people who engage with people that participate
and again,
in satanic rituals. And this is it. I mean, and this was my argument with him. And his only defense was a video that he circulated that really tried to demean me as a woman, that put me on a rating system. Now, here's a guy that's so embarrassed to be bald that he wears a beetle toupee. He's about, you know, he's an old man wearing a beetle toupee. And basically, he's going around rating women, not only me, but another woman in the video he also talked about, and he mentioned the size of her breasts. Now, this was his response. Now, I called him on that while we were in the speaker debate at the conspiracy conference. I called him on that, and I said to him, Anthony, I said, you are a sexist. And his response was, yes, I am a sexist. And so he admits it. He admits it, and he's proud of it.
And frankly, folks, many of you out there listening may not even want to hear this, because that was the consensus. The general consensus of the audience was that they did not want to engage in this kind of a debate. And sadly and sickly, this is the crux of that most important issue. It's not just the sexist and the divisiveness of demeaning the discussion, lowering it into the trash bin of a sexist issue, coming from attempting to expose those who have infiltrated our minds, who have literally laid the groundwork for us to believe what we believe about everything from the Illuminati to the Rothschilds to the Rockefellers on down. We believe because of the Hilders and the Gundersons and the Horowitzes of the world, who believed in things like that we've been talking about and reading about, and Anthony Hilder's been publishing. The new information is that they were programmed, and they have been programmed, and they probably have even forgotten the fact that they've been programmed, and they're still out there engaging the program. But the problem is, as a scientist, as a researcher, it doesn't work for me to hear, for example, Hilder or Gunderson or Truott out there saying that their sources are anonymous, that they don't have any convictions, that they have no convictions for the pedophiles and the sex traffickers, and ultimately that this concept of them being a leader in the field with no solutions, no remedies. I'll give you another great example. I set about in 1993 to advance the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. I did not have an intention at that point to deal with the issues of vaccination toxicity. At the time, I was actually promoting vaccines for healthcare professionals as a public health professional myself. It wasn't until I came out with a documented, referenced, sourced intelligence, scientifically peer-reviewed references that cited those references, and then based on that, I determined that vaccinations were horrible, genocidal. And from that effort, that one letter at a time, one article at a time, one radio show at a time, one television appearance at a time, I was largely responsible for what you currently witness is the anti-vaccination movement in America. I give total credit and thanks to Wallene James, Ingrid Cassell's mother. She was there before I was. She started the ball rolling. Mayor Eisenstein, the wonderful doctor from the Chicago area, he's been there from the very beginning. But when I came into it, I made a huge difference because I set my heart, my mind, and my work and my money to making that happen. Now, today, we have millions of families who have been saved, spared because of those efforts. And yet, I look now back at the history of Gunderson, whose specific expertise evolved from his intelligence gathering in the FBI of the child trafficking and the satanic networks. And what does he have as his record? Do we have any less children disappearing? No. Do we have any more surveillance and oversight or investigations by the FBI? No. Do we have any more expertise and reference sources that say, this is horrible, this is how it's operating, and these are the people behind it? No, we don't. What we have is Ted Gunderson, who advances the world's leading expert, he says, on child trafficking and the Church of Satan and Michael Aquino as Doug Millar. And if you read any of Doug Millar's works, you realize that they're not credible. They don't even read well. There's such horrible grammar and spelling and mistakes in the layout that it discredits not only Millar, it discredits Gunderson, it discredits the whole concept that we've got a problem with this issue of the Church of Satan and child trafficking. Now, sadly and sickly, that is precisely an MKUltra operation. Now, I know we've got, Sherry, I think you published it a very last couple days, I think it is, up on the internet now. There's a PDF file that Gunderson laid out in April, not just this past April, regarding a court case where he tells you right from the get-go that he was heavily involved in MKUltra.
And also COINTELPRO CIA.
And his assignment, again, was to do exactly what we're experiencing, the attacks against us and literally the mind control of we the people. He tells you that that was his operation. And then, of course, a great question is, how can a man go for all of these years in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, being the top star overseeing 700 employees, having the inside scoop on all of the judges and the prosecutors and the attorneys dealing with child trafficking and satanic sex rituals through the Church of Satan, when he's number one, he's in married or is engaged to be married or is in, evolving to the point where he's going to be married ultimately to Anton LaVey's ex-wife, Diana Rively, and also, very importantly, where did he suddenly make the transition from becoming a star FBI retiree to blaming the FBI for engaging in cover-up, but yet not having any referenced sources for his allegations? And when it comes to pointing the finger at Michael Aquino, who works with Gunderson, who is on the show with Gunderson on Geraldo Rivera, and it's a shocking video that's on YouTube. Just do the search on Gunderson and Aquino and Geraldo Rivera, child sex trafficking. It'll come up for you. You can view the whole thing, and you can see this clown-looking character, Michael Aquino from the Church of Satan, who's a top MK Ultra official for the United States federal government, and you see Ted Gunderson playing good cop, bad cop on that video with Geraldo. And by the way, Geraldo Rivera has a hideous history of covering up so much, it's disgusting. From the first report that made him famous was the Willowbrook State School of Mentally Retarded Children on Staten Island that were sick from the AIDS tests, the hepatitis B vaccines that they were administering to the United States Army's contract with the New York University Medical Center, injecting these children with the Litton Bionetics supplied chimpanzees that were used to produce those hideously contaminated vaccines. It comes to find out that the Michael Aquino's home base was the Presidio, where Litton Bionetics also operated, where apparently the child abuse was ongoing there. All of this was in Gunderson's domain to be able to articulate, investigate, reference, and he didn't. And so the question becomes, for me, the audience, do they really want to hear that they're heroes, that the people that they have bought into debating these critical issues, whereby we might be able to see and realize that we're all brainwashed to the point of dysfunction, and we're not getting solutions to our most important problems? All we've got is confusion and stupid, degraded argument dealing with, root chakra sexuality. How high is Sherry Cain rated on a scale of 1 to 10, according to Anthony Hilder? Or how big are this woman's breasts, according to Anthony Hilder? And how important is that in a discussion, in a conscious, responsible effort to bring resolution and remediation to urgent issues, including the disappearance of 500,000, potentially certainly 50,000 children disappearing from America's streets and homes annually in the United States, that the FBI is not doing a damn thing about, really? So,
you know, the thing is that this whole conspiracy conference, this debate was their hopes to bring us together with these people so we could come to some kind of an agreement. And I can't understand how you can come. It's not like we have a simple little debate going on. This is a matter of morality. This is a matter of, these people are protecting child sex trafficking. They work within the shadow government in a black op, counterintelligence, organized crime situation. How do you approach these people and say, hey, let's just sit down and talk about our differences? It wasn't a matter of that. It was a matter of bringing light to it.
You know, I'm sadly disappointed about the lacking organization of the quote-unquote debate itself, because it was supposed to be refereed. It was supposed to be where there's point-counterpoint. And instead of dealing with this, I believe, most important issue, you had about 12 panelists, which were far too many, dealing with a variety of different issues. Ultimately, what the audience said was that they do not want to hear this degraded dialogue that has us engage the stupid concept of sexuality and or demeaning dialogue. All they wanted to do was basically have the facts. Well, again, frankly, folks, I've got to tell you, I am thankful to have had this experience, because it tells me I'm going to focus from now on the great news. We've got so much wonderful news happening in the field of 528. We have the new book of 528. It's called Prosperity Key of Love. The book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, is online. You can get it at the ebook right now. It's at the printer right now for the hardcover, coming out in about, I think, 5 weeks. We should have the hardcover available. So if you'd like to pre-order that book, you can call toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787, and you can go online to get the ebook now for less than $10 at thebookof528.com. And there's so much wonderful understanding that is going to ultimately undermine the entire petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, because when people listen to 528 music, play 528 music, tune to 528 with their voices and sing it, ultimately it is healing, powerfully healing, because it literally resonates you in keeping in harmony with a blade of grass, with that greenish-yellow chlorophyll molecule that literally takes in the electron resonance of the sun, which is also broadcasting in 528, according to NASA recordings. And the sound of the sun is 528 at its heart, and then the color of the sun reflected in the botanical world, in the molecule of chlorophyll, greenish-yellow, is the heart of the rainbow, as above, so below. What's true for the rainbow is true for your heart. The heart of your heart is greenish-yellow. That's why the heart chakra is depicted everywhere on the internet in the chakra drawings as greenish-yellow. And then you understand, if that's true, you were created in God's image, then God's heart resonates in greenish-yellow. And that frequency of resonance of creation is celebrated throughout the botanical world. And we see it in the molecular structure of the chlorophyll pigment in all of the botanical world that is creating our life, because it's creating our oxygen. And the entire ocean is filled with the phytoplankton that breeds oxygen. And all of the trees and the grasses and the bushes that are greenish-yellow are popping out, taking carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, and they're pumping out pure oxygen, which is what you breathe. In Hawaii, we're heading back to Hawaii for the important, this next weekend is going to be an important Kingdom of Hawaii gathering, whereby it's going to be determined the last planning sessions dealing with this coming election in November for the restoration of the kingdom. Again, the sovereignty of the Kingdom of Hawaii is evolving now to come to fruition this November with a election that's based on the international rules for democratic nationhood. And so this is now happening. We'll be back there to cover it. We'll be speaking with you next Tuesday night about that. So that's a little preview. I'm sure we'll be very excited about that. But the concept of aloha, aloha, look at that word, the A, L-O-H-A. The A is for alpha, the beginning. The L is the heart of the Hebrew alphabet, the Lamed, the 11th out of 22 numbers in the Hebrew alphabet. Stands for love in the gematria. So you have the beginning, there was love, and the omega, the alo. So between the alpha and the omega, there is love. And then it's carried by the ha, the breath of life. When Hawaiians greet each other, the Kanaka Moli, the real natives, they greet each other by looking into their windows of each other's souls, their eyes. And they touch their foreheads, and they breathe together, and they call us the Haoles, the white people who are kind of like in this other realm, operating in gross deception.
Well, thank you for getting us back on. Appreciate that, Seth and Engineering and Don. At BBS Radio, we thank you folks for staying with us. Sorry for the technical difficulty. The dropout occurred because of Cox telephone systems here in Southern California seemed to be targeting us fair amount. So You can't blame BBS and can't blame us. If you want to blame anybody, it's Cox who decided to pull the plug at that very moment. I want to just continue this concept of the solar radiation bringing the oxygen level up to 528 frequency. The sun is vibrating, as I mentioned, according to NASA recordings, in 528 fundamentally. And so when that green chlorophyll pigment in all the botanical world takes in that sunlight, that photon at 528 nanometers, that's the heart of the rainbow I mentioned, and that 528 hertz frequency, which we believe to be the heart of the complete sound spectrum, even beyond what human ears can hear, that ultimately, and this is why you have 5,280 feet in a measured mile. This you'll learn in the book of 528. But then what happens is that sound and that light goes into the plant, and the greenish color that's reflecting all of that sound and light ultimately transfers and transmutes that oxygen, or changes it. It transforms the oxygen by literally creating the resonant energy of the electrons flowing in 528 hertz frequency. So the oxygen, the O2 that gets created, ultimately has the frequency of love. And that's why the aloha, that Aleph, Lamed, Omega, the O and then the Ha, the breath, carries that energy of love, which sustains us. It carries the Holy Spirit. It's healing. And that's why cattle and dogs eat, and even cats. I've seen cats eating grass when they get sick. Wheatgrass, juice fasts. These are healing primarily because it's always the Holy Spirit of love that does the healing. All administered by the Creator through the musical mathematical matrix of creation that is playing you into existence every nano instant. You're literally being recreated this way, and especially by the infusion into your Holy Spirit-filled temple of the Ha, of the breath. So, folks, I'm going to start to focus now because I've literally had enough of dealing with mental midgets, dealing with COINTELPRO operatives that were selected because of their level of stupidity, that were engaged and paid to bring humanity down to a level of ignorance to be able to continue to manipulate us.
And you can't reason with these people. I mean, no matter what you say, no matter what proof you bring them, no matter how they accuse you and you bring proof to prove that whatever they're saying is wrong, they will not, they will divert from the issue. The issue is that these people are protecting the people that work. They're actually protecting the Bush administration, their water agenda. They're protecting child sex trafficking. They're protecting pedophiles. And when you bring that issue to them and say, well, this is what the issue is, it's not whether you believe that Dr. Horowitz is a Knight of Malta, which is a bunch of crap, and you can produce the evidence to prove that he's not. They don't want to look at that. They don't even want to address the fact that they're protecting these pedophiles and the child sex trafficking evildoers. All they want to do is they want to degrade us. They're paid to do that. They degrade themselves.
Another great example, and we have a court hearing date with, for those of you who are on the side of Ted Gunderson and Anthony Hilder and Dr. Truat, let it be known throughout your network that Dr. Truat is expected in court in Southern California on June the 22nd, that we have a hearing date because of the emails that have been sent to us that are so demeaning, so frightening. Literally death threats are being administered that have that link Truat literally to the Lautner murders down in Arizona. And you can go online, and if you haven't seen it yet, oh, there's a new website up, by the way, truot.com. If you just go to truot.com, you can read a new website that's up And also there is, you can get a program I mentioned on George Norrie Coast to Coast the other night. I had a very nice interview with George and just briefly discussed beyond the E. coli outbreak. I wouldn't call it an outbreak. I would call it a intentional release and intentional fright. And I would say that there's a good program on the truot.com website, along with the story of why it is I'm saying, along with the evidence, again, that people don't want to see if they're on the other side, if they're on the dark side, if they're on the side where they're not interested in reason. They just want to wage this stupid war that the people voted the other day at Conspiracy Con. They don't want to have a war on words. They don't want to be degraded. They don't want to be brought down into disgusting sex issues when we've got urgent issues to deal with. You look at the letters that Truot's alias has sent to Sherry Kane threatening us and linking to the Lautner murders, and you can begin to see the truth that shall set you free in terms of understanding that we've all been conned and who the con artists are. One last thing before we leave this subject and move on to better issues is this concept that Truot had given John Kennedy Jr. the gemstone file number 5 without having a copy of that. Now, again, it's a indication of absolute stupidity.
Or he's just lying because he's known to be a big liar.
I mean, it's a huge liar.
It's
so outrageous. Think about this, folks. You're given, allegedly by, again, an unnamed source, of course. Unknown source. He claims it was an accountant. He was given a file that contained all the nitty-gritty on JFK assassination, including checks, including payments, including the whole nine yards, okay? And he gave it supposedly to John F. Kennedy Jr. from George Magazine, the editor, and he's going to publish it, and he's going to put the Bush family to bed. Well, that's the allegation by Truot. Think about this, folks, how absolutely disgustingly stupid it is for us to believe that this man wouldn't have kept a photocopy of that document. He gave the whole thing away, allegedly, to this editor from George, and he never saw it again. Now, if you can believe that, I've got 3 or 4 bridges around the world that I'll sell you for $30 million that you can take home and put over your bathtub. It's absolutely ridiculous. And that is the level of stupidity of the agents that they have hired to bring us intelligence on the Bush family, on the Illuminati, on the way that the issues such as the plagues are coming and the biological weapons are being administered. The industry is so fully infiltrated by idiots. Frankly, I can't engage it anymore because literally it drags me down into a sewer that my intelligence, reputability, honorability, as well as desire to serve in a meaningful way to make the greatest difference in the world, I've got to leave this dialogue. So we're going to end it here on this discussion. I'm not going to be talking. We're not going to bring this up anymore. We've written everything that we're going to write. It's all published right now. Again, the last two newsletters in healthyworldstore.com.
And then also we're going to publish the Hilder video.
The Hilder video will be published. Our presentation at the Conspiracy Conference will be up on YouTube over the next couple weeks, as well as and then we'll have the court hearing that Truot has been served. He has been served papers by Sherry Kane, and I've even sent him a copy myself this day, and he's expected in court on the 22nd, and he's going to have to explain this bullshit, excuse my French, to the judge, and if he doesn't make his case clear, he's going to have a temporary permanent restraining order placed on him so that we won't continue to receive stupid emails degrading us and actually even threatening our lives.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the way it has to be. I wish that we had more time to explain to people what really went on. There's a lot of people out there that think, you know, they're thinking that we're mudslinging or we're...
Yeah, it's not about mudslinging. This is about the truth that shall set us free. And how did we get to where we are now? And where are we going? Are we going to continue to degenerate as a species? Is our planet going to be continually poisoned by those who have such low consciousness and esteem for themselves and love in their hearts for creation? That is the issue. And, you know, again, you can look at the basic understanding that there is an element of evil in the world, or let's say there's an element of aggression in the world. In the book of 528, you'll see there's 741 hertz frequency that is in dissonance to love. And that's by nature. It's the only one of nine notes that is not in harmony with 528 love. So it's interesting. It makes you understand the power of choice, that you have to choose between good and evil. And there are people out there that are the squeaky wheels out there that bring aliases to this kind of battle so that when, you know, the issue is debated on the internet, it looks like there's a whole army of people who are opposing goodness and love. And in fact, it's only a handful because they're using six or more aliases each.
And also want to point out, like, I got an email today from someone who said, oh, well, you know, Dr. Horowitz, you're, you know, losing your reputation because look what this person wrote. And it was Ken Adachi from Educate Yourself.
And he's one of them. We published
it. He was actually the media person for Ted Gunderson. He goes out and he promotes everything for Ted Gunderson. So it's the same people saying it. It's the same people spreading this bad disinformation.
And so these guys, I mean, really, it's over. They have been royally exposed. They are royally exposed. And beyond being royally exposed, we've got to listen to the voice of we the people. They voiced their opposition to hearing about this issue anymore. They don't like being degraded. They don't like listening to degrading, demeaning, and intellectually undermining stupid issues, such as whether or not Horowitz was ever a knight in any organization. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in whether Sherry has big boobs. They're not interested in sexually demeaning discussion. And bravo, bravo. I applaud the consensus that voted with their hands and with their mouths at the conspiracy conference. And there was about 500 people in the room when Sherry and I lectured. There was about, I'd say about 300 people there that voted when we had this debate on Sunday evening, the so-called debate. And so I completely agree. And for my person, I, too, am done with this issue, and we're going to move on. We're going to start to pump out a lot of wonderful things with 528 love. We have the remedy. We have the number one solution that shall set humanity free. We now have love in a pure tone that you can listen to, you can celebrate, you can vibrate, you can turn your water into, you can structure your water, you can drink it, you can bathe in it, you can bring dolphins in incredible healing sessions like they're doing in Israel right now. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. We sent out a newsletter a couple months ago that talks about what they're doing in Israel in the Sea of Galilee with bowls that are tuned to 528 and then bringing people for healings into the water, attracting incredibly dolphins that join in the musical healing session. Absolutely incredible photography. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. And that is really where those of us who wish to choose love, we should be focusing. And so I want to thank all of the people all over all these years who have said, Len, you know, you really shouldn't get sucked in to this dark side. And I always said, you know what, if I hadn't gotten into the dark side of vaccines, we wouldn't have saved millions of families and children. But, you know, I have to say at this point, I don't know how much time we all have left on this planet. There's a lot of people who are saying things that there's going to be some strange astronomical events happening between now and the 21st of December of not this year, but next year. And so the question becomes, how do we prepare energetically, spiritually, for meeting our Maker, if that's what the case is going to be? And again, I'm totally into love as being the solution. You know, again, I think, Sherry, I know that you agree. We've had lots of discussions about this, you know, and I mentioned the fact that I love you greatly for all the work that you do and how you came to my aid in exposing these beasts that were attacking me. And I love you also because of the love that you have demonstrated for the animals. I mean, folks, I don't know if you know this, but Sherry used to work for the San Diego Wildlife Refuge. And in the history of that organization, she was the only person that the giraffes, who hate humans, the only person in the history of the San Diego Zoo that the giraffes enjoyed having her feed them. And she's got photographs of them kissing her. And I've witnessed that every animal I've ever seen, just like, this is kind of like St. Francis reincarnated. So I know this concept of what love is. When you love and you're in love, there's nothing more powerful for a healing anointing than that. And that's, I think, the love that we all need to engage in order to get into a space whereby the spiritual energetics and the polarity changes that are predicted. And again, many of us are feeling these things happening. There's certainly a spiritual renaissance happening. There is an increase in synchronicities. Prayers are manifesting more commonly. I'm telling you, folks, I'm praying all the time. And I'm not praying out of fear. I'm praying out of faith. And look at where faith is located in your whole body. It's in your heart. Look at where love is. It's in your heart. Look at where joy is. It's in your heart. And look at where bravery is to go up against any problem or any beast. It's in your heart. Bravery's brave heart. So you got this concept of 528 being the key to the house of David that opens doors to your heart that no man can close. Closes doors that no man can open. Spiritual portals are those things that men cannot open or close. They're spiritual portals. And if you can open the portal of love, connecting your heart to God's heart, then there's nothing. As you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear anything because you're in harmony with divinity. And if the Creator is with you, then who or what can stand against you? Nothing. No one. Nada. There's no enemy in that space that has any power because the light dispels the darkness. The music of love, the music of the light eliminates the music of the night. And that's literally the transition period. And then again, that's why I celebrate the outcome of this weekend's events at ConCon, because to me, the people have voted, and Len Horowitz got it loud and clear. It's about sustaining ourselves with intelligence, looking at what the remedies and the solutions are, and we've got them, particularly in 528 love music and the whole 528 love revolution.
I think also for us, it was a huge spiritual battle that we had to deal with. I was really, really tired afterwards. I felt like, I, and it's like, you know, even if you have this love in your heart and you can go out and you can say, even the worst people in the world, I just have to love them. I felt we had to really expose them. We had to bring it, the truth, to the light, because without that, this would continue to go on. This truth movement, the conspiracy movement, is all a lie. It's all based on government control. It's the reason why there was only 400 to 500 people there since the conspiracy conference was started. It's because they do not allow it to go beyond that. It's really super controlled. This is where they control everybody. It starts at the activist movements to come in there, and if they can keep the people under, you know, under control, so their voices don't get loud enough, and if their voices happen to get loud, then what they'll go and do is they'll send all this stuff that discredits them all over the internet to try to bring them down, so they don't go very far.
Yeah, so I want,
so then you're a quack, and you're not considered anybody that's real or anybody that's true, or they can't believe anything you say. And so this is what we exposed. It was a lot for people to handle. A lot of people didn't want to handle it. They were in denial about it. And it was something that would had to be done. I'm getting hate mail. I know that you're getting hate mail.
You're also getting a lot of love mail.
Yes, I am. I'm getting a lot of thanks, a lot of hate mail. But, I mean, that's part of it. I mean, the people that are sending the hate mail are people that have no ears to hear, or they're involved in it.
They're involved in it, because to be sending us hate mail or death threats – as we do this magnificent work in these revelations.
All we say is research it yourself. Don't believe us. We give you all the information and you got to go out and do your own research now. But rather than doing your own research, they'd rather come and just like say, how dare you say that about so-and-so.
My friend so-and-so. You know, but so I just want to also publicly acknowledge the success of Dr. Truat, of Ted Gunderson, of Anthony Hilder, of Craig Oxley, of Greg Szymanski, and of Eric John Phelps and Ken Adachi, and a few others.
Don Nikoloff.
Don Nikoloff, I would say Alex Jones certainly gets an accolade also. You guys have done a fantastic job in making us believe in this big boogeyman of the Illuminati, which there is, and making us believe that the banksters are behind the world's worst problems, which they are, making us aware that there is a satanic sex trafficking ring out there that is hideously killing and manipulating and sexually abusing 50,000 at minimum children annually from America alone. You guys did that. Well, thank you. You're great for doing that. But the reality is we now see you for who you are and what you're doing. And so God bless you guys. You want to keep sounding like idiots, doing your thing for the paycheck for the federal government and the CIA and the NSA that have assigned you to create all of this dissonance and attack us, our belief and our faith in the government of the United States, in the people who are engaging this and doing it to mix us up and confuse all the issues.
And telling everybody that I'm stupid so you can discredit me, because they know that I'm the one. As soon as I came along.
Yeah, well, Sherry came, of course. I would never, ever, and they know it because they've been attacking Sherry far more than they've been attacking me. So Sherry is really the one who exclusively did this incredible investigation of literally pulling the veil that has covered over the entire conspiracy industry. We now see it for what it is.
I just researched who was attacking you. That was all.
I know.
That was all I did, was look at who was attacking you. If they hadn't attacked you, I wouldn't have researched them, and I'm sure they'd be still out there doing their same old dirty deeds.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Sherry, you know, there's a lot of people who also are writing you thank you letters, and you've got me as one. I'm a great, great, great fan of yours.
Well, thank you. And sincerely, I
know that they set me up for an assassination plot, and I know that with your work, it has helped tremendously to shed the light on it. And so, literally, you may have already saved my life for all I know. And so, again, I want to publicly thank you. And again, all you guys out there who I used to be really good buddies with, Anthony Hilder, you know, and Ted Gunderson, you sure had me fooled, bros. I'm saying it honestly. And basically, I'm done dealing with you guys. This is the last program I pray I'll ever talk about this. And again, we'll focus back on all of the wonderful things. The five steps for miraculous healing. Making sure that, number one, you're getting rid of the toxins because of the chemtrail sprays and the poisonings in the water and the food and the air. Those are the health tips that we've got on healthyworldstore.com. Also, I laid out my five-step program in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. That is what the basics. We've got to go back to look at what are we going to do over the next several months to prepare for potentially something that is going to be life-changing, planet-changing, and spiritually transforming. And again, looking at purifying your temple through detoxification and alkalinization, the alkalinization in good water hydration as well as good nutrition is vitally important if you want that Holy Spirit to flow so that it is optimally healing and sustaining. And then, of course, step number three is boosting or normalizing your natural immunity holistically. We've got to really come to terms with who are we as people. Physically.
You know what? Is Max still on the line? Because I don't know how long ago this came. This was 10 minutes ago.
Oh, we had a call. I'm sorry, Max, if you're still on the line. Holding for us.
He has left us.
Okay, not a problem. Anyway, so the sustaining us is physically, mentally. Again, this whole concept of engaging in this internal and external dialogue that is degrading us, fear-based, let it go. It's time literally to have a quiet mind, and that's really part of what the 528 Love Revolution is about, because you see that the standard tuning of A440 is playing in 741, your F-sharp, which means that you're stimulating the ego, and that was created by the Rockefellers and the cartel to literally out of war military research to have us engage the mind ego as our exclusive source of intelligence. And that's the mind ego that's operating it like a mechanism that's triggered by pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats. And that's what this whole MK Ultra Church of Satan, Illuminati mechanism for population control in the mainstream media and the propaganda, the manipulation of the mass mind, the social engineering literally has us enslaved in ego. Science is a substitute for God today, a very poor substitute, obviously, looking at the degrading and the degeneration of the environment and our own health. So you understand, you know, health and happiness. Look at the levels of depression. So you begin to see that the concept of what you think is so important. So physical, mental, emotional, social. It's really time to engage this concept of love and forgiveness. I forgive you guys. I forgive you guys for setting me up for a whole assortment of trials and tribulations from assassination efforts, as well as this whole concept of the likelihood, the great likelihood based on the evidence that you guys were engaged in a plot to assassinate my good friend Don Harkins. And apparently, according to what he wrote, Harley, Christopher Story assassinated likewise. I forgive you guys. You guys are going to get your due. I'm not going to have to worry about it. You know, what goes around comes around, and I think we're getting to this point of instant karma time. You know, I think that this is what this whole 528 Love Revolution is about, partly as we open our hearts and as we vibrate to God's love and God's law more and more than those who are closed-minded and closed-hearted. The intense energy of the flow, it's kind of like swimming against the current. You can't do that without drowning. The reality is you keep doing that, and ultimately you're going to drown. And the fact is that this rapid pace and the exponential acceleration of the spiritual blessing and the renaissance that's happening, this right now is going to create for a lot of people heart attacks. Instant karma gonna get you was John Lennon's wonderful statement, and I think that's what we're looking at. So this concept of social and then ultimately environmental ways to boost your immunity holistically, very important. Oxygenation therapy, I mentioned earlier, oxygen. Oxygen is so important. It brings that breath of life, that ha, that's carrying the energy, the electron of sustainability and health, of 528 frequency into your blood, and that's what's vibrating your Holy Spirit. And so if you know that, folks, just tune into the music. Go to 528records.com, 528records.com, and transpose your music. Because when you start to play it, you're not only healing yourself and vibing yourself, those waves of sound are moving out. It's like a key that opens a big door to humanity's heart. The more people that play in 528, sing in 528, chant and pray in 528, that blessing is going to accelerate more and more, and those doors are going to open wider and wider, just like a rush of water through a small hole in a dam opens up, and powerfully you're going to have a whole torrent of change in spirituality and blessing. And that's what we need on this planet, because the politicians and the liars and the cheats and the MK Ultras and the CIAs of the world are not going to give us what we want, what God wants, which is peace on earth, sustainability, and sanity instead of hypocrisy and degradation. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You've been listening to the Inside Hour here.
Max is back, actually. Do you want to take a call from Max?
How much time do we have? How much time is left?
Well, it's 10:07. I'm not
10:07. Sure. We're already 7 minutes late. But you know what? There's nobody after us. Max, how you doing? Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? Can you hear me?
Earth to Max. Earth to Max.
Hello?
Come in.
Hello.
Hi, Max.
Hey, guys. Great to hear your voices. I'm hoping all is well with you guys and praying for you, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are keeping on this crucial work. It's really so inspiring, and just really happy to hear you guys. I had a question about...
We love you, Max. We love you. Thank you so much for hanging in there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You guys are, it's thrilling. It's better than any movie I could ever hope to watch. But I was wondering, because you seem to have done some work into the idea of correlating the frequencies with the chakras and the chakra system. I was wondering if you found that there's any relationship between the chakras and the frequencies of the solfeggio to maybe what's mentioned in the book of Revelation about this sevenfold spirit of God?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, you're so right on all the time. I mean, you really are one of the most intelligent investigators in this field of music and 528 particularly. And yes, this is an area that you and I and all the people who are advancing in this field together, that is certain. Again, there's seven chakras, just like there's seven notes in an octave. They call it an octave, but there's a C that repeats itself between the lower and higher C and the octave. So it's actually seven notes. There's seven main chakras, and that each of those have a color. Each of those has a sound. And what we need to do, and I know Michael Walton has already published, this is also partly in the book of 528, that the certain frequencies are associated with those chakras. A lot of people, for example, are using the 528 tuning fork. I spoke to a chiropractor yesterday, as a matter of fact, who was using it routinely on his patients to balance their hearts, because again, the seat of the heart, love. Love is the universal healer. So ultimately, if you can, you know, drink up more love and vibrate more love, you're going to be immunologically boosted. So this is what the heart chakra is associated with. Michael Walton has been doing research. There are people who are using various frequencies to tune the chakra systems, and they're different. And again, we've got to be careful because every single movement has been infiltrated by devil doers. I know there's a group right now, Jamie Bertoff and Tyler Thurman, that again started to attack me.
And we have it all written on the media page at 528records.com. And you can,
yeah,
if you haven't read it.
And these guys are total idiots because really what they're saying is that Horowitz and their 528 is all out to lunch and the whole ball game is 432 hertz. Well, gee whiz, you know, they're so stupid. It's unbelievable because we've got the math already to prove it. 528 and 432 have a great relationship in the sacred geometry of the hexagon and the Star of David and the sacred geometry. So the scaling and measurement systems are largely based on those two numbers, but that doesn't degrade 528. It only simply celebrates another frequency that's important. And so, and those, I would say those two frequencies are probably the most, two most important frequencies. However, 432 is not a solfeggio note. It's not a, that is an ancient musical solfeggio frequency. And 432 is not one of Rodin's family of number group numbers. So although it is important, and I would encourage people to investigate it in therapeutic arenas, I wouldn't say that we should do anything less than with 528. And I also just am saying that this research that we're now advancing and this concept, we're at the stage of infancy. We need to have people like yourself, Max, actually start to look in collaboration with people who have, for example, I remember you're in Toronto area. There's Dr. Sabina DeVita there that has a clinic up there. There's also Dr. Sheila McKenzie who has another clinic. She has the World Organization for Natural Medicine's Clinic for Humanity Project there in Toronto. And they have machines that actually you can evaluate thermography in various parts of the body, that is how hot or cold certain organs are in response to various therapeutic treatments. You can, for example, play a certain frequency and literally view on a computer screen the changes in the temperature of various chakra areas. And so this is the kind of multidisciplinary research that we're urging people such as yourself to do. And then please, please, please publish. Let the world know what you're finding because this is so exciting. It is going to take over the whole field of medicine. It already is. This is musical medicine. And ultimately, it is what is going to alter the whole planet's imposition by the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Because when we realize that everything is fundamentally sound and vibration, and this whole concept of hydrosonic, water-sound relationship in cymatics, or the creation of material world through vibration, that this is ultimately going to change our entire view of reality. And again, when we apply the research in developments that can be sustaining and uplifting and healing in every field, from agriculture to architecture to, as I said, medicine, all of these things are going to change from the understanding that 528 love frequency is at the heart of creation, and that vibration is essential as the music that we play, and that the music that manifests us is essential in how we view ourselves and the world and what we do to ourselves or not, and what we do to our planet or not, is got to come back to this concept of, well, let's study the human chakras. Let's see what kind of results each frequency has with each particular chakra color, and that ultimately is also going to basically dictate what choices people wisely choose. Again, if you think about just a simple concept, if you determine that somebody needs to have more yellow-green in their hearts and in their lives, you know, walking into a room playing 528 music, they'll receive that. If they need to have a 417 frequency for a different chakra and a different color, then they can make that choice and they can be their own doctors, be their own healers. And that's really what the ancient physicians talked about. That's what Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius were all into. That was what Da Vinci was inspired by, this notion that we are the musical mathematics, the creation, the divine sacred geometry of this music and mathematics. And that's what's going to ultimately, I think, set us free. The Illuminati has secreted that knowledge, and that wisdom now is in the hands of you, Max, and others who have the ears to hear it and do something with it. I'm getting kind of old here. The future rests in the youth, and you sound to me like you're a leader.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's really powerful. I just want to share one last thing maybe before I bow out for the night. And I was reading in Revelation chapter 9, there's a really interesting thing that always made me think of you. It's a time, of course, when there's great demonic power kind of sweeping across the planet. Yet it specifically says that those people sealed in their foreheads are not affected, as well as the green grass and the trees and any green thing. I thought that was so powerful in how it could relate to 528 and people who've had that heart opening that you're always talking about, and that's so crucial.
Yeah, that's beautiful that you got that. Have you read the book of 528 yet?
Yeah, I've got it. It's fairly dense. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. I'm kind of working my way through it slowly enough yeah.
Yeah, we just recently put up the final edited draft of it, and then there were some mistakes in the earlier editions.
If you email me, Max, I will send you the latest copy of it.
Yeah, anyone that's already purchased an e-book, the e-book of the book of 528, that would like to have the upgraded edited edition, we'll be happy to send that to you for free. We'll email you the copy of it. We're pleased to do that. And there is a significant section that deals with the sealing concept that you're talking about. This is associated intimately with this 528 hertz frequency resonance and the whole concept of a scroll, the Ark of the Covenant, understanding the Ark as the root was arch, archway, archery, the whole concept of sin. This was a Greek archery term, to be off the mark. When your arrow sinned, it didn't hit the bullseye. And so this concept of being off the mark, out of the flow, unsealed by this love and this frequency of divinity, that's exactly right. It's in your pineal gland, and you look at what the Rockefellers did. They suppressed 528 by instituting A440, which is the gives you the F-sharp stimulation of your pineal gland. That's that chakra that triggers ego consciousness. And so the sealing, in terms of the correct way, and I say the way of Jesus, which was all love, that way, that sealing is intimately connected to vibrating, opening your heart, which then shall radiate, just like it did with Yeshua, with Jesus, this intense love to have you be able to do supernatural things, have miraculous manifestations by your faith and word and prayer. That is where we must go for survival, for evolution, for our children and our children's children. And that is now the beauty of these revelations, is that this information gives us this opportunity to say, wow, Our Creator has never let us down. Everything that was prophesied is unfolding perfectly. And, you know, I'm so grateful because I'm the king of impatience. You know, I've been living most of my life. I'm going to be 59 in a couple weeks. And I've lived most of my life really impatient. When I was in grade school, I was wanting to be in college. And when I was in college, I wanted to be a doctor. And when I was a doctor, I wanted to be a researcher and scientist. And when I was a researcher scientist, I wanted to be an author. When, you know, I was like always impatient. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm going, looking back on it all, I'm going, gee whiz, it's all unfolded in God's time and how grateful I am. And that's a relief of the stress of my ego that needs to simply open to my heart, open with my heart and love. Max, I got to get going here. I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, Max, thank you. We love you. Thank you for
love you guys too. All right. Have a great night, guys.
You too. Have a good night. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Join you again next week on the Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast for the Inside Hour. We'll be in Hawaii. We'll be broadcasting at 6 p.m. Hawaii time from Oahu to report to you on the great evolution of the restoration of the great kingdom of Hawaii as a nation. We love you. Bye for now.